This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Some earlier today, but joining us again for the first time in a while is attorney at law Stephen Stambalia. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
Did you get your tiling done?
I did some of it. I do about 2 or 3 hours every day if I can manage up the strength to do it.
How much of a bathroom do you have, man?
We ripped up all of the old flooring in our house and are redoing tile in the house, and I didn't want to pay someone the what I thought was too much money to do it, so I just said, hey, I could do this myself, and, well, I'm doing it myself.
Gotcha. So, called Stephen today because I want to know what his opinion is on some things, and let's go straight to the first one. I mean, there's some people that are saying the Supreme Court justices are sort of indicating they're going to moot it. And there's some saying that they're, you know, cautiously enthusiastic about it. What do you think of what's going on right now? Because, I mean, some of these guys have, I know Roberts was trying to get them to be a good guy, but they didn't even want to play that game.
I don't see how it doesn't get booted. I just don't see them. You have to understand this is a Second Amendment case. It's already super unpopular with the Supreme Court. This isn't like one of the other favored rights, okay? So they already don't want to rule on this. And they can get out of ruling on it and just say, well, you got everything you wanted from New York City, and you didn't ask for damages in your complaint, so, you know, have a nice day and go away. That's probably what they're going to do. I would give it like 85% or higher percentage that that's what's going to happen. There's always, you know, you can never really know what the Supreme Court is going to do until they do it. There's always that chance that they could have, you know, a ruling saying, well, their law was unconstitutional, remand it back down to the district court for, you know, let the plaintiffs amend their complaint, ask for damages, which they have never done, and didn't really do a great job of. We're saying that that's what they would do if they did get remanded back down. So I just see it gets mooted. But you have to think about this, Bill. There's a bunch of other cases. There's like 4 or 5 other cases right now in the Supreme Court that are waiting for, that have petitions for certiorari in, that are just waiting for this case to either get mooted or decided. And then, you know, something will happen with those cases. And there are cases that, you know, pretty much are probably better for the rest of the country than some law that only existed in New York City that doesn't exist anywhere else in the country.
Like your case, the Young case, you and Allen.
Well, yeah, Young's in the Ninth Circuit, and you know, that case has stayed pending the decision and New York Rifle. But there's other cases like Pena out of California with the roster case, the handgun roster case, or there's Cheeseman out of New Jersey about the good cause, justifiable need case to carry. Richards, I mean, there's like four or five good cases. You know, you have Worman, the assault weapons ban. So these cases are literally sitting on a desk somewhere at the Supreme Court waiting for New York Rifle to either get mooted out or decided. And, you know, whether or not justifiable need goes away would impact a whole bunch of states, New York, New Jersey, Hawaii, and, you know, whether or not you can transport a loaded firearm, an unloaded and locked firearm in the trunk of your vehicle to either a second home or a range outside of the city where you live, doesn't affect a whole bunch of, you know, it affects New Yorkers for it. It did affect New Yorkers. It doesn't anymore because they changed the law.
Do you think if they were to moot it, would we see, like in New York, would they take this as a sign of a, would we see that come back in New York?
Well, you could, and that's one of the reasons that you don't moot the case, because it has the capability of repetition yet evading review. But in order for that to happen, New York State would have to change the law and say, New York City, you can, you know, do what you were doing. But see, this is the double whammy that New York did on this case. New York State changed the law, and New York City changed their ordinance. So New York City doesn't have the capability or the authority now to go back on its previous position under current New York law. But New York can always change the law. I mean, they're crafty, right?
Yep. Yeah, they are. But I mean, yeah. Cuomo, I would be surprised if Cuomo didn't want to go back and revisit that. But because Cuomo loves gun control. But that's all beside the point. So. Well, I guess we're going to have to wait and see what we can, because we're not going to know about this to what, June?
No, and that's the thing. If it gets mooted, there's, I wouldn't say a strong possibility, but they conference this Friday, right? So they're going to take a vote, and then they're going to release orders Monday or Tuesday, one of those days. It might even be both days. If they moot it and there's no dissent, like if Justice Thomas doesn't come up with one of his awesome dissents, it's possible they just moot it, and Monday we get an order saying the case is mooted. And let me tell you something else that's possible. So it's possible that they moot this case, and at the same time grant certiorari in one of the other four or five Second Amendment cases now. Because if they want a Second Amendment case, great, you got your pick. What do you want to talk about? You know, which case do you want? You want an assault weapons ban case? Do you want a handgun roster case? Do you want a carry case? There's all kinds of cases pending the certiorari stage of the Supreme Court. So this one might not be good anymore because it's mooted. And right. Pick one of the other ones.
Do you think the leftists and the gun grabbers are sort of, have they fixated on this this transport case too much?
Yes. I think both sides have fixated on it too much. And it's such a narrow case, and this is what I argued, and Alan and I argued in Young, when they stayed our case, and I want to say it was back in March of this year, pending the decision in this case, in the New York Rifle case. Like, this doesn't have anything to do about carrying of a firearm, like open carry of a firearm outside of your house. This is a locked and unloaded transportation issue. And yeah, you can argue, well, it's somewhat of an outside the home, right? But it's not really if it's locked and unloaded in your vehicle, right? It's not right. Really a carry because, you know, you get carjacked, you're going to like, let's stop and open your trunk and go into one safe and get your gun and the other one and get your, you know, your locked up magazines and then load it. I mean, it's such a ridiculous, notion.
Let me get you to hold right there. The ridiculous notion, if you will, please, sir. We're headed to the we're headed into the next break, and Stephen is out there plying the trade on a daily basis. So he does it. He and his partner Alan Beck, they go about it, and well, you'll hear more about it as we go along. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. You
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I wish I knew what it was about electronics to where you get to a point with all electronics where you have to turn it off and on again. It stymies me. That was a false start, that first segment. That we're getting ready to go. Me and my producer, we're getting ready to go. And we just did some very serious troubleshooting just to be able to get back to this and give it a shot. But anyway, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. And I just can't stand. You know, I'm not even going to talk about it no more. I'm just that disturbed by it. I'd rather talk about some totalitarians instead. Now, the venomous careers of Hitler and Stalin provoked the study of totalitarian regimes as the very epitome of evil, depriving the people that lived there, their citizens of freedom, and in a lot of cases, of life. A state captured by a demagogue is considered a sure sign of danger ahead, hence the alleged justification by the left for their hysteria over rabble-rouser Donald Trump's election. But overlooked until more recently are the unelected bloated bureaucratic fiefdoms and regulatory encroachments of both national and global government and non-governmental institutions, which have created the opportunity for a sinister large-scale violation of political power. This new abuse was foreshadowed in the career of FBI architect and director J. Edgar Hoover, who was a very corrupt man. It has been notched up to a planetary level of hyper-coordination by George Soros as preliminary to the installation of his global open society. Now, in this grandiose plan, state governments, specifically the USA, will be reduced to the level of relay stations for a supranational, Sauron-like centralization of power. And what unites the totalitarian and the new tyrant are three personality characteristics proposed by Professor John D. Meyer in his 1993 article, The Emotional Madness of the Dangerous Leader. The first is indifference. The tyrant is consumed by a single-minded fanatical purpose and has no regard for the suffering wreaked on others during its implementation. Second is intolerance of those whose opinions differ, facilitated through control of the media, secret and insider knowledge, revenge against anyone who thwarts, and a paranoid mania to shut down all opposition. The third character trait, which is the foundation of the previous two, is psychopathic grandiosity. The power abuser assumes a messianic pose of unifying society under this utopian plan and persuading others to participate. It's like the Federation in Star Trek. The very intensity of the tyrant's narcissism is transferred to vulnerable supporters, and it gives off this narcotic rush of enthusiasm. What is easily overlooked is that the sham scheme is not a political health remedy, but it's actually a device for maintaining the megalomaniac's sense of personal omnipotence. In Soros' own words, now this is what he said, next to my fantasies about being God, I also have very strong fantasies of being mad. In fact, my grandfather was actually paranoid. Now, see, he's being disarming in his frankness here, but delusions of grandeur preclude self-knowledge, as his next statement revealed. He says, I have a lot of madness in my family. So far, I have escaped it. So, but he spilled bucket loads of words proclaiming he is amoral, self-interested, and that normal rules do not apply to him. He said, I am unnatural. I am a sort of Dalek machine or something like that. To do or down? I don't know. I only speak English right now. I'm very comfortable with my public persona because it is the one I have created myself. And this is from the man who controls politicians and bureaucrats like a boss giving dictation to a secretary. This is the man who has perfected the subversion of governments, who has robbed failing states, and endowed every organization and movement destructive of traditional Western society. From abolishing the Electoral College to abolishing life itself if it is in utero, drug addicted, or senile. And his ambition is without borders. Like he says, the Soviet Empire is now the Soros Empire, and I'm the Pope's boss now, and so on. Yep. Like other tyrants, he's untouchable, and those he has made richer and more powerful protect him. In March 1933, the Germans voted. They could have voted for the moderate center Christian party, but instead they voted for Hitler. Deplorable Americans, however, confounded Soros by not voting for what can we do for you, George Hillary Clinton. Yet, where are the congressional and Senate investigations into Soros? Where's the RICO indictment? Governments have been bought. The media, it has been bought. And the Soros non-governmental organization empire operates an invasive parasitic web currently devouring the body politic of our USA and many other nations besides that. And what this election with Trump has revealed is the limitation of the presidency in withstanding the transfer of power to unelected, publicly unaccountable bureaucrats and venal politicians, more concerned with their benefits, you know, what they get out of it, than their constituents. And that void has allowed Soros to install himself as de facto puppet master. Recently, in an interview on his simpering NPR, he confessed he was unprepared for the populist opposition to his insurrectionary agenda. We caught him off guard. Let's keep doing that. Let's demand Soros be investigated and brought to justice as conditional for obtaining our vote. And those with connection to him must be banned from public office and his assets frozen. And then his parasitical minions will shrivel. Will pinch off the blood. The problem, the only way to take this disease out of America, if we don't keep voting the right way to try to drain the swamp, will be to burn it down. Who's ready for that? Who's ready to do that? So, we may escape the mass slaughter of the 20th century with everything he's got going on, but we will all may end up being vassals beneath a tyrant like George Soros, unless we take steps to make sure that doesn't happen. And we can do that without any bloodshed. But, you know, I just get a little discouraged when I see everybody out here not wanting to vote, saying, well, you know, this, that, the other. This is what waits in the wings. And it counts on you not to participate. Now, I'm not going to tell you how to participate, but I am begging you to participate. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top lawmakers say they've reached a tentative agreement on funding the federal government, giving Congress and the White House about a week to approve the particulars before funding runs out after December 20th. A vote is scheduled for Tuesday in the House. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is promising that if voters give Republicans a majority, they will never repeat this rush to impeachment against President Trump.
So what do we have to believe will happen if the Democrats keep the majority? More of the same, more impeachment, more subpoenas being issued than laws creating, and really the ultimate goal they've always dreamed about.
The California Republican speaking on Capitol Hill during his weekly press conference. Stocks are soaring on the news of a possible trade deal with China. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 220 points, setting another record at 28,132. This is USA Radio News.
Money, money, money,
money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, the militia line, the Reformation line, Providence. I mean, just, you know, go check them out. This is a very solid company to make outstanding ARs, and their parts are second to none. franklinarmory.com. Here is a quote from you, from Mehmet Murat Ildan. In deep waters, you encounter the wise and the brave, and in shallow waters, the naive and the fearful. Yeah, because the people are afraid won't go into the deep water. Speaking of shallow, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee said of the Pensacola, Florida incident, "At some point, President Trump and members of Congress must summon the political courage and take meaningful action to keep guns out of the hands of those who pose a threat to others." That is the biggest nothing burger. That guy should be taken out and beaten for wasting the nation's time. Beaten. Any other specifics, or this just this wearisome drivel? What happened in Pensacola was we had the unprovoked murder of three brave but disarmed U.S. sailors by an armed Islamic terrorist on a U.S. military base, and that constitutes an unforgivable scandal for which the president and Congress and the generals, who, you know, the generals could be saying we need to change this, but they don't. all of them have responsibility in this. But here's the real outrage for me, is that Donald Trump and Congress must summon the political courage and take action to correct. Well, let's talk about what they have in place. The DOD currently requires active duty sailors who are standing watch to be disarmed as they guard other naval personnel and naval property. I don't know exactly how you guard somebody when you cannot repel. I can only conclude that the progressive left, silent and unconcerned about the unarmed status of sailors and soldiers and Marines, who are wantonly murdered by terrorists, hates our Second Amendment more than it loves the lives of our military service members. So, Dean and I talked about this the other day, but the action that needs to be taken is to implement an audacious new policy where all military officers and NCOs are to be continuously armed with issue M17 or M18 pistols at all times on and off base. Nobody needs to see them. Nobody needs to have their sensitivities insulted or offended. And that's the only way that we can adequately protect our military members from terrorists, something at which we're obviously failing at miserably. The whole impetus behind me joining the military in the 80s was a terrorist incident. A bunch of Marines that were asleep in a barracks were killed in their bunks by a suicide truck bomber in Beirut. Now, the left says they're worried about suicides. That's nothing. When in the 80s, when I was in the military, during this time of year, we that were the married members of our units, we would reach out to the single members of our units to get them out of the barracks, to come and hang out somewhere else, and to spend Christmas with us. We did very effectively do our best to minimize suicide. Now, suicide is not confined to shooting yourself. But here's the other thing. Do the leftists feel better when the people who commit suicide jump off of bridges? Is that okay? Or poison themselves or jump in front of a train? Is that okay? Is that an okay way to commit suicide? Now, radical Islamic jihadis, newly clad in the button front sweaters and sneakers, are not likely to surrender worldwide in order to eagerly line up to watch Tom Hanks play Mr. Rogers. The military at the unit level, okay, and I'm talking about, I probably would draw the line at a brigade commander, okay? Brigade commanders are field commanders, and they're normally colonels, full bird. And I believe they are very much in touch with what's going on within their brigade, to the point of they actually get involved in certain incidences that occur under their command, certain individual instances. And, I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. I've seen some crazy stuff happened in the military, stuff that makes me laugh now, but at the time we were just shaking our heads going, what were they thinking? But one of the things that we knew how to attempt to stop was suicide, which is what they claim, that by not letting the soldiers be armed, they're trying to prevent suicide. That's one of their things. Because we already have a lot of suicides in the military. We have a lot of suicides among veterans. Maybe it's because of the whole lack of respect that they're afforded. I don't know. See, I'm not personally worried about anybody respecting my veteranness, because I couldn't care less how you feel about it if you didn't serve. For those that want to get out there and be that way, that's perfectly okay with me. That's one of the things I signed up to defend. But if you want to slap the hand that feeds, that's fine. You go right ahead. But on any military post, I've seen some of the things these very
ignorant idiots get out there and say, well, if this could happen on a military post, which is full of guns, there's guns everywhere in a military post. Well, not exactly everywhere. They're in the arms room. And you have a guy there that he is the arms room librarian. They call him the armorer. He's the one responsible for the upkeep of every weapon in the unit. He's the one to make sure that everybody that takes a weapon out has signed for it, is the right person, because we all zero a particular weapon. We all have our zero put in the weapon. That's, you know, that's what they do. Nobody carries them. The only time I ever had live ammunition on any post I was stationed on or at any gunnery range I was at was when we were on the range. One time I stood guard duty for, I believe it was the M72 light anti-tank weapon. They gave us four rounds of ammo. I don't know exactly who we were supposed to fight. There was three of us, so we had 12 rounds of ammo between us. They told us not to chamber a round. I was locked and loaded in, you know, I disobeyed that order. It was probably a lawful one, but it was a stupid one. If I had to be on guard, there had to be a threat, right? And during that time in the 80s, there was a lot of terrorism going on. There was this, the remnants of something called the Bader-Meinhof gang. When I got to West Germany, Rhein-Main Airport had just been bombed by them. Like 2 or 3 weeks before I got there. So, I get it. But, it's time to do something a little audacious and have one less group of sitting ducks. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you. These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. During the break, I was just regarding my setup here. And I often wonder, like my producer tonight, Jason, has been with me on and off for quite some time. And I often wonder how bad it would be on his end if I started shooting my studio out of frustration. You have an opinion of that, Jason? You want to chime in on that one?
Be a bit much.
Do you think you would hear anything?
Well, I don't. Yeah, I bet.
I wouldn't do that because then that would ruin my deposit on my rental. But it does occur to me because that's who I am. Anyway. Let's get back to the studio. See, the problem I have about military bases, being in the military nowadays, when you're in uniform, even when you're not on duty, when you are in uniform, being in the military is unlike any other profession ever. You're never not in the military while you are on active duty. You are never not in it. If you're on leave, you are subject to recall. If you have a child, you're subject to recall. There's no... You really are handing over your life to the military to defend the country. And the idea that unless you are in a declared hostile zone with combat going on, that you can't walk around with a hot weapon is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Generals roll around with armed details all the time. They roll around with all kinds of special stuff. But, have you ever heard this? Terrorists are coming. Turn in your weapons and go immediately to the nearest gun-free zone. Nobody's ever said that. Another sad yet inevitable result of gun-free zones is a continuation of the tiresome DOD no-guns dance. The commander of the Pensacola Air Station, he used this as his excuse. No sailors nor Marines other than MPs on duty may possess weapons on base. And MPs are not like cops. Okay, MPs are not allowed to think to the degree that a cop is. So, once again, the Islamic terrorists just can't seem to follow those instructions when they're on our military bases. Because they are gigantic gun-free zones. And basically the way this is working out here lately in the modern age is our defenseless unarmed forces wait around to be murdered by armed terrorists, and where professing commanders are petrified by the thought of deploying competently armed warriors during an in extremis incident. Now, the terrorist in this incident, who was ultimately shot to death, not by the highly touted base MPs, and nobody knows where they were actually shot by the audacious Escambia County deputies who entered the base with guns, probably violating the rules. Because on a federal reservation like that, they don't have jurisdiction. But the question needs to be asked loudly and openly. What is it exactly within the mission of our military that apparently prevents armed sailors and armed Marines from promptly confronting with deadly force a single armed enemy of the United States who was in the process of actively murdering innocent people on a domestic U.S. military installation? Very easy to see where the Democrat leftist mindset has infected a lot of people in high positions of power, and this anti-2A sentiment has saddled us with this very self-destructive philosophy. So, no matter what they say, the left, along with their promoters and supporters in and out of uniform, do not trust American citizens in and out of uniform with guns. No matter what they say, the left does not trust American police, whom they not so silently regard as potential killers of members of their voting base, to possess guns while not actually working. They now even support disarming police while they're on watch. No matter what they say, leftists do not trust American military personnel, whom they not so silently regard as war criminals, to possess guns when not actually deployed in a combat zone. And even then, they want our sailors and soldiers and Marines disarmed most of the time. No matter what they say, the left does not even trust their own heavily armed Praetorian guards to be armed when not actually protecting them. Likewise, both Lenin and Stalin and their elite communist cadres cynically viewed their own Praetorian guards as only in place to serve the short-term purpose of protecting them. And in that particular case, all of them were eventually shipped off to gulags or liquidated, then casually replaced with naive new recruits. So in the class-free Soviet Union, nearness to communist despots brought with it neither job security or life security. And nearness to the liberals, as they would call themselves, or the leftists, as I do, which are their spiritual ascendants, is no different. Which is surprising only to the people who are very naive. So, something that people, you know, here's the thing about being a proponent of armed self-defense. You have to accept one thing. And especially the people that oversee the proponents of armed self-defense, the cops, the law enforcers, the soldiers, the armed citizens. We, especially us as armed citizens. It's good that we get to go around armed. I think that is splendid. But you have to understand that not every crisis can be managed. And as much as you want to do everything you can to keep yourself safe, you cannot, and we cannot, be protected from everything. That includes me, you, whoever. So, while we're out here embracing life, the only way to learn how to embrace life is to go out and train and be prepared to embrace chaos. It's a very simple thing. And I think we should be learning how to embrace chaos. Getting out here and, like, I'm going to be going somewhere I'm going somewhere Sunday. And when I go Sunday, I'm going to be carrying so much stuff in the back of my car, you would think that I'm in Delta or a SWAT operator or something. And that's because when I go up there, I am not going to, you know, if something were to happen and I have to be out there on my own, I won't be alone, that's one thing, but the other thing will be that I have to make sure that I have enough stuff at least to gather some things. And that's where certain things come in, and that this is trying to prepare to
for the unexpected is the hard part. But it is a vital thing that you take into your head that you have to be ready to go. For the longest time when I've been carrying my concealed carry pistol, I've been carrying two magazines. And now, since I've been talking with Super Dave Harrington, I carry four spares. Probably not going to use them. Probably never going to need them. But I do have them. And that's the important part. Being prepared for the unexpected. Thinking about it and having the skill set is one thing. You got to have the materials necessary to deal with it, with the skill set. You got to have the material that goes with the skill set. So, anyway, you know what? Coming up next, we're going to go and we're going to land once again on Planet Rick with Rick Ector. That'll be fun. And maybe we can get past this whole hour where my equipment broke down. Oh, well. That's life. We dealt with chaos here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.